Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome everyone to 24 Hours of Student Power here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded Musqueam Coast Salish territory. My name is Shay and I am a programmer here at CITR. I'm also on the executive. And I got a chance to interview the Ski and Board Club of UBC. So stay tuned and you'll be able to kind of get to know the Ski and Board Club, what they're about, what they like to do, and all of the fun things that that includes. So keep tuning in to the station and listen to the interview, and thank you for tuning in to 24 Hours of Student Power.
I'm gonna straddle. She's seated.
That was such a bad idea. On your part.
Why?
I feel like we can't make the bench.
Sure we can.
What are you talking about?
Okay, there we go. I'm coming in.
What?
All right, everyone. Welcome to 24 Hours of Student Power. My name is Shay, and we are here in the studio with the Ski and Board Club. Hello,
yeah.
Guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
So, do you guys want to introduce who you are within the Ski and Board Club?
Okay. My name is Tim Hollenberg. I am an officer on the Ski and Board Exec, and I've been told I have a great face for radio.
That's a compliment, right?
I was told so, yeah.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kobo Alvarez de Toledo, and I am the first-year rep on the Ski and Board Club.
First year's doing things. My name is Seth. I'm the UBC Freeride rep, and I've been told I have a terrible face for radio.
That is a compliment.
My name's Tori. I am social coordinator for Ski and Board Club, and I've been told that you all have terrible faces for radio.
So. Oh, stop it.
That's so kind.
I do what I can.
Okay, so how long have each of you been in Ski and Board? Let's go down the bench.
This is my first year.
Okay.
Since I'm first year rep, this is my first year also.
Shocking.
I have been in the Ski and Board Club for, this is my fourth year, and I've been on exec for three.
Second year, exec. Third year in the club.
Right. Welcome to 24 Hours of Student Power. We're basically just kind of representing clubs at UBC and kind of getting the messages out there. So, if people didn't know what Ski and Board Club was, what would you guys say?
That they're pretty lame.
In one sentence, describe Ski and Board Club.
Skiing. Snowboarding.
Yeah, that's all we do. We don't do anything else, like drink.
Party.
No.
It's a pretty lame club. And that's about it.
Mm. But I was going to say, like, someone who doesn't know what the Ski and Board Club does would probably assume that we just drink and party and say that we're a bunch of posers. Mm-hmm. But if they actually came out and shredded with us, then they'd know that we do drink and party, but we also shred.
Just an affirmation.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Okay. Other than skiing and boarding and occasionally consuming, you know, the odd alcohol, what kinds of things can people expect from the Ski and Board Club throughout the year?
Throughout the year, we put on a number of events just to kind of get everybody rallied around snow and skiing and snowboarding. So one of the things we do in the fall is the rail jam, where we basically haul snow onto campus and set up a couple different rails and boxes and let people come and ski. And it's pretty much the first event, the first ski and snowboard event in the Lower Mainland, which is pretty rad. We also do a number of trips out to places like Kicking Horse and Whitewater.
Where did you guys go last year?
Last year we did Revelstoke and Whitewater.
Awesome.
And then this year we're doing Kicking Horse and Revelstoke.
And so these trips are like the weekend, and you guys all get in a bus or something and go to the interior, essentially?
Yep. Basically, anybody who wants to can come and sign up for the trip, and then we rent a big airporter bus, and accommodation and lift tickets are included. So basically people can come out for a weekend and ski a new mountain and meet a ton of people and have a great time.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, right? And so this year, where are the trips?
This year we're going to Kicking Horse and Revelstoke.
And we also go to Whistler.
What's Whistler?
Okay, well,
it's a place where people have been known to do a lot of whistling. It's what they're known for.
You entered the town and everyone just starts whistling at you.
Yes. So
probably because of all the babes that are there.
Magical place.
Yeah. They call it Whistler just because there's so many attractive people there.
Exactly.
It's making sense.
Yeah, they also call it Honker. You know, because all the people honking is the attractive people. Oh,
no. That could be taken so one. Many ways.
It took me a second.
Good joke, Tori.
We also got a couple jokesters on exact too.
So when is each trip and how much are they for the people?
The first trip is January 22nd to 24th.
No, first weekend of January.
it's the 8th of January.
This is how organized the Ski and Board Club is.
The first trip is the weekend of the 8th. Of January, and that is to Kicking Horse, and it is $240, and that includes 2 days lift tickets, accommodation, transport up there, and all the beer you can drink
so
without dying.
Incredible.
And Rockstar.
We also, we do a trip to Whistler. We just came back from it. Condocram?
Yes. Tell me about Condocram.
Oh, God. Tori has very little memory of the weekend, so let's not ask her that.
To start it, what is Condocram?
Mm. We all just go up to Whistler for opening weekend, so it's kind of a good time just to get the club together for socializing, if you will, because, you know, the snow isn't super great, so
Right. Everyone
just kind of, like, meets up for a little party shred during the day.
Just a little party.
Yeah, it was super sunny this weekend, so it was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then, yeah, we basically have an entire floor of a hotel rented out. And it's funny because this year was actually one of the only years that we've been allowed back at said hotel, because normally we have to change every year due to...
Thanks, Adara.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Shout out.
Seriously.
The quickest way for Tim to hand out beer at Condocram was via rollerblade.
Basically.
Epic. I can totally picture it. So, okay, so that's Condocram. So then what has been your favorite memory or lack of memory of Condocram for each of you?
Mm.
Or maybe what's your favorite part of Condocram in general?
I can say my least favorite part.
Perfect.
The mechanical bull.
This
year, it's a lot of people's favorites, but this year I pulled my groin on the mechanical bull, and that wasn't so great.
So where is the mechanical bull?
It happened at Longhorns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I had the record for the quickest time on the mechanical bull. I swear, it doesn't always happen.
Amazing.
I got the longest. Second year in a row.
I'm pretty sure I remember, Tori, you last year on the mechanical bull. Or maybe it was that I heard stories about you riding the mechanical bull, but couldn't comprehend you actually doing it at the time. The mechanical bull seems to be like an integral part of Condocram, though.
Yeah.
It's the first night.
My favorite part was definitely just like going up solar coaster, like one of the main chairs on the mountain, and just like accidentally running into an entire crew of UBC ski and board homies, and everyone just lapping and being ridiculous. And then we got like the last lift up of the day and went for like a little walk up to the cat track. And kind of just like skied out and watched the sunset and cracked a beverage and then skied out.
Awesome.
And it was beautiful.
It was a great day. It was. I was up there Saturday, Sunday. Didn't really get up the mountain Sunday, but typical Condocram. Saturday it was beautiful. Just perfect bluebird day.
Yeah, and that's one of the other cool things about ski and board in general is that you meet so many people through the club that any day that you're kind of going up there and skiing on the mountain, you're pretty much guaranteed to run into someone you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely my favorite part about the club as a whole, is just the amount of like people I've been able to meet and ski with and just kind of hang out with on a regular basis that Yeah, without skiing board, I wouldn't have any friends. So I owe a lot to skiing board.
Wait, you have friends?
I think I have friends. Thanks for giving me the illusion, Tori.
No, I'd say like pretty similar vote for me. Like I transferred here and I'm in first year engineering. Like I'd say 99% of the people in my classes are not exactly what I consider to be homies. So I don't know, getting on Ski and Borg Zach has been like pretty sweet outlet, and you just meet so many sick people, like right away.
Like-minded people, right?
Like-minded people, yeah. We're all into doing rad things on the weekends, right. Whether it's skiing or surfing, or it's like getting out of the city and
taking advantage of the fact that we live in BC and we have an incredible amount of resources around us for fun activities.
Pretty much, yeah.
And another thing that we do is, like, even if you have no idea how to do any of those things, like if you've never been on a pair of skis, like if you've never been on a surfboard, if you've never even been to BC or seen a mountain or seen the ocean, like, you know, we take you under our wing and we encourage you just to do what we love to do, just to like spread the joy.
Spread the stoke.
Trying to sound like Santa.
Spread the stoke. That's what this is going to be called. So as far as membership, how does that go? For people coming into UBC and they want to be part of Ski and Board, how do they do that?
Just $20.
It's quite easy, hey?
Yeah, $20 membership fee.
And we have an office now.
But okay. Long story short, we have a new office, room 3301H in the student nest. But yeah, come say hi, and we can get you signed up if you're looking to join. Super quick and easy.
And the office is also shared with UBC Surf. Is that true?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So go to that office for all the fun things.
We have a lot of Rockstar. You can come by, grab a Rockstar whenever you want.
Grab a flat.
Grab three flats, four flats, five. Take it all.
Not that we're trying to get rid of it. Okay. Okay. It's quite a big thing, Ski and Board exec elections. So they happen twice a year. Yeah, this is a fun topic.
My nipples still hurt.
Please tell the good students of UBC why there are groans happening. Let's just tell them why elections are crazy.
Well, yeah, so every year we need to elect a new executive committee.
Re-elect.
The executive does...
basically organizes all the events and kind of keeps the club together when nobody else wants to.
Exactly.
And does super sick interviews on CITR with Shay.
Yeah.
Basically, people who are looking to get elected perform stunts, and then following comes a vote to elect the next year's executive committee.
Mm-hmm. But saying this, we don't condone anything unsafe.
Totally.
There are rules.
Yes. No cameras is one of them.
Yeah.
And no nudity.
Yeah.
Is that a rule?
Question mark.
Define nudity.
No nudity. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, being on exec is awesome, though, right?
It's great. Honestly, being a first year, it's just opened me up to a whole new group of people that are, like we were talking about earlier, like-minded, like skiing, like shredding, surfing, doing everything that British Columbia has to offer. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and being on exec just kind of gives you that, like, front row seat to, like, all of the fun stuff that you guys do.
And you get to make cool decisions, like, where are we going to go this winter?
So what are all of your stories for how you got into exec? Let's go down the bench.
Down the line?
Yeah, down the bench.
Yeah, I think Tim should start.
Don't hold back.
Tell the accurate
every
story.
Every detail.
Maybe not every. Maybe every.
Down to the last butt hair.
Ew. So I live with Kia, who's been on exec for a couple of years, and she was kind of telling me like how this stuff kind of works and that I needed to prepare something. And I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Not in terms of like self-respect, because I lost that a while ago. So pretty much I asked one of my planting buddies if he had a Borat suit, and he went looking, and he's like, no, but I got something a bit more lacy. And I said, I'm all for it, bud. So pretty much I gave a little speech I was in a poncho, and then I got a buddy to turn on some real sexy music.
Like what kind of music?
What's that? What was the song called?
I can't remember.
I believe in miracles. Do you? Where you from? You sexy thing.
Sexy thing. I think it's called sexy thing.
So I whipped off the poncho, and I had a nice big whip. I was like, I feel like you need an officer who's going to whip you boys into shape. Gave a couple cracks, and I was in, like, this dick pouch that just kind of had lacing straps.
It was extremely lacy.
Just, like
made of a shoelace or two.
There was a lot of leather and lace going on.
Yeah, it was just kind of, like...
left to the imagination at all.
No. So, and then I danced really, around the crowd.
Really intimate.
real intimate. Consumed, One to multiple beverages, and that was pretty much my thing.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think it's better to be peer pressured and have peers than to not have peers at all. So a lot of people were telling me to do some.
You
crazy
asked for
stuff.
Our advice.
I asked for your advice. I asked for Essex's advice, and man, I got some great results back. He gave me a couple things that couple ideas sparked my mind. So what I ended up doing was I started up on the little porch thing that was at the venue, and I shotgunned a beer, then I jumped off the porch and took a rip of a bong, and then I held in the hit as I swam across the brown pool, and then
it was brown.
I popped up on the other side, and then I made out with a girl in the crowd and passed her the bong hit.
Hello, Kate.
And then
she spreads mono.
spreads it. And then she blew out the hit, and then Essex held a cup under my eyebrow as he shaved it, and then all the hair went into the cup, and then he poured some nice whiskey into the cup, and I took the shot of my eyebrow, and then my eyebrow was gone for 56 days. And
is
now
it
it's
your
back.
Left one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit thinner than your other.
It's a little
it's nice.
Thinner.
No, it looks good, though. Yeah. You wouldn't
and
be
then
able to tell.
Afterwards, I was walking around the party, and someone said there's like an 18% chance that it'll never grow back. So I'm glad that it grew back.
Some bullshit stats
no.
tossed around.
Some bullshit stats.
Kobo, technically, the eyebrow never left you.
Yeah, it's true.
It was always there.
Yeah. Just in a different place.
Different place.
And then
Seth.
Tell me your
okay,
best
so yeah,
story.
I think my favorite election stunt that I did was my first one. And you have to redo a stunt every year to get back on exec, to get reelected.
Fuck.
These boys are looking forward to it next year. And this was at the very end of my first year, and I rallied some friends of mine from residence who had access to BB guns, and I stood in a jock strap, nothing but a jock strap and some chemistry safety goggles as six different BB guns shot at me. And
awful.
It was kind of painful, but then, I had quite a few welts as a result. But it was actually not all bad, as it was like I got to take a little piece of ski and board home with me.
I might have felt so
and,
good.
And from then on, I knew it would be a part of my life. And I carried those welts. The welts were, it's almost like they went into my soul. God.
Almost. Lame. It's almost like
that. Shit.
Tearing right. up here. No.
That's special.
Yeah, moving on.
Tori.
Well, so my best election story was when I was in my first year, and I just went to elections, and I wasn't even planning on running.
Yeah.
And I think, no, I know that we did a couple keg stands, and then like the girls started, well, people started running for officer for first year, and it was just like a bunch of people drinking and, you know, just consuming things. And as I'm doing that, Shay, actually it was you.
Mm-hmm.
You helped me on the roof of
mm-hmm.
the garage at the
yeah,
house
Yeah, you got
party
on my shoulders.
Yeah, so
put you on the roof.
Yeah, so she held my, no, you held my beer and then you dropped my beer.
Yep, I did do that.
But then I got on the roof and I remember because Tim had the camera and he just like turned it to me and was like, oh my God, she's gonna jump. And I just like stared at the crowd, was like, everyone, get together. And then they all spread apart
as you jump.
And as I jumped. And like, thank God, like a couple people actually caught me. And it was like, woo, like 2 seconds of me like, yeah, man, I'm so cool. And then they dropped me.
And then Tori's on the ground.
But, wait, you jumped off of the roof into a crowd of people?
Yeah. To the crowd surf, yeah.
And this was like, she wasn't even running though. Like that was the best part of that whole story. You just wanted to jump off the roof.
And then I got elected.
And everyone's just like, Tori.
Well, especially because the Norwegians were there.
Yeah, that's true.
Some pull in the group.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, elections are actually a super fun time. And I think everybody like really enjoys them. And at the same time, it's like none of us were forced, maybe except for Kobo, to do the things that we did. Like it was... Mm-hmm. Pretty much all
it's
by choice.
It's completely out of people's wanting to.
Totally. We do not condone piercing nut sacks.
No, definitely
do
not.
Do it if you want to do it, but, like, we're not going to condone it.
No, but it is a, like, I don't think any of us, like, regret doing the things that we did. And it was purely out of kind of just, like, doing something that you wouldn't normally do, which I think is kind of rad. It's, like, a cool part about skiing board is that you can kind of do shit that... would otherwise not be viewed as, like, really weird, but...
Totally.
I don't know. It's kind of a fun night, for sure.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. It's not, like, you don't have to hold back within the club. That's, like, probably my favorite part of it. It's just, like, it's just so real. It's just people just wanting to have a good time and, like, enjoy life.
Totally.
That's my interpretation. So, I mean, being on exec is pretty dope.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Ski and board, there's a whole other section of ski and board that is called Freeride.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is that?
Yeah, so UBC Freeride is basically a collection of guys and girls that are kind of more interested in skiing hard and pushing themselves on the mountain. So we do things like go to a number of like big mountain competitions throughout the winter and kind of get out in the backcountry and film some stuff that we do out there. And yeah, it's basically just a group of people that ski as hard as they possibly can, which is pretty insane.
How many people would that be in ski and board right now?
It varies from year to year, and there are a couple people that kind of are, I would say, more into it than others, and some people that kind of come out and hang and ski and aren't really as involved with kind of like kind of progressing UBC Freeride. But it's anywhere from, I would say, 10 to 20 people that are kind of like hanging out a lot and skiing a lot and kind of going and traveling to the competitions and stuff like that.
So that crew, like how often would you say that you go out to the mountains?
It's every weekend for sure. Every weekend we're up in Whistler and either skiing on the resort or in the backcountry.
So if people want to get more involved in that side of ski and board, the free ride, like how do they do that?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. It's called UBC Free Ride.
Why?
Creative.
Yeah, super, super creative. You wouldn't know otherwise. But yeah, basically you can shoot us a message there. We've also had a number of events that we dubbed Jazzercise throughout the fall.
What is Jazzercise?
Jazzercise is training.
Great name.
It's training for ski season in which we not only run the wreck beach stairs or jump off diving boards, but drink beer. Surprise, surprise.
And you gotta train your liver actually, for the ski season, though, right?
Oh, yeah. You get prepped in more ways than one. And I think Kobo can attest to the degree that Jazzercise has prepped him.
Yes, I attended all the Jazzercises besides one because I was diagnosed with mono and I was practically dying. But all of them...
Other than that.
All of them were such a good time. I met some great people and I trained my liver and I trained my legs and... We had such a good time just, you know, training for the season. We wouldn't really be where we are without that training.
Does that go on throughout the season, or do you guys kind of do that, like, as prep before the season starts?
Jazzercise is prep for the season.
Okay.
Each session was dubbed a different type of training, so we had... What
can
did
you
we
name them all
did
for
we
now?
Did we ever do the Actually, session where we had to retrieve Deep Purple?
We didn't
know.
Oh, okay, tell the people about Deep Purple for a second.
Tori, you can
Very
take
brief.
This one.
Very brief
So Deep Purple is, like, quite a large dildo. I'd say like...
So big.
Like field cucumber plus. We lost Deep Purple at one of our like beach keggers. And so one of the Jazzercise exercises, yeah, was to go and retrieve Deep Purple from...
Never happened, though.
But it never happened.
No, no, that's too bad.
She's long gone. I feel like she's halfway out to Vancouver Island right now.
What were we talking about before?
Jazzercise. Free ride.
Okay, so what would you guys recommend as far as, like, training for the ski season? How, like, what are your best, like, tips as far as, like, exercising and all that?
I think the best one we did was... We ran from the office to the rec beach stairs, ran down, drank a beer, ran up, ran down, drank a beer, ran up, ran down, drank two beers, ran up, ran down, and then drank one more. And then we went back to the office. That was terrible. That was the worst day.
Sounds so fun.
Of my
life. It was so hard.
I'd say in general, just training for the ski season. Like,
what do you need? Yeah. If just, people are just like, I want to go skiing, but like, I'm not prepared for just, that. How would you get ready?
Wait for snow to drop, and then go skiing.
You got to make sure you watch some shred videos over the summer.
Oh, yes,
though.
Yes, sorry.
Because you got to get stoked for the season, even if you're not doing anything about it.
I started dreaming, literally, I had my first ski dream this summer in, like, May. I think it was, like, the beginning of May.
Training. Yeah.
I also say squats.
Squats are good.
On a serious note.
Like, every time you go to the toilet, just don't quite sit all the way down. Just hover above the seat.
But, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so what kinds of, like, competitions and stuff do you freeride get into?
So they actually just started a new competition series. It's called the IFSA Collegiate Freeride Series. IFSA. Last year, and so we went down to those competitions, and lo and behold.
And so, what does that look like? Like, where do you go, and like, what kind of competition is it?
Each year, the tour basically goes around to a number of mountains, both Canadian and American. So last year we went to Grand Targhee, which is in Wyoming, and Crested Butte, which is in we didn't go to Crested Butte. We went to Snowbird, which is Utah. And lo and behold, we spend the entire time not remembering how we're skiing down the hill. And we end up winning the collegiate title somehow. So we're the reigning collegiate champions.
That's incredible.
Yeah. We honestly don't know how it happened, but somehow it did. So this year we'll be going and trying to defend our title. Basically.
Wow, that's awesome.
And we don't take them seriously at all. It's actually hilarious. But
just having fun, right?
Yeah, it's super fun, and basically a lot of people just get to go and ski their hardest. And
where is it this year?
This year we'll be going to, well, we'll start at Red Mountain, BC, which is in Trail, just outside of Trail. We'll also be going to Crested Butte again, and then they have a new event in Alpental, which is in Washington, and we're stoked that they're closer this year, because last year we spent 14 and 20 hours driving to competitions, respectively.
Wow. So when you guys are driving to these competitions, is that, like, your own transportation? Like, you're setting that all up yourself, right?
Yep, we carpool.
You're, like, and you're getting yourself into these competitions just by yourselves.
Totally, right? Yeah. It's all student-run.
Okay. So it's independent. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So if people do want to kind of get involved more in, if the people are more serious about shredding and stuff, they want to get more involved in free ride. So that's the kind of stuff that you guys
totally
will be doing
this
season.
Yeah. And then a lot of just kind of more general.
And then just like every weekend at Whistler.
Jazzercise.
But jazzercises are over?
They are, unfortunately.
Okay. But do those hovering toilet seat squats, and you'll be fine.
You know, if you got a big one, stretch it out.
Tori's recipe for success.
All right, let's do this. Wow. What mountain did you guys all learn to ski on or ski or board on?
I grew up in small town northern BC, Smithers, and I skied on Hudson Bay Mountain. I started out cross-country skiing.
Yeah. What a loser.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate in this club.
Many, many years of spandex and averagely racing, And then...
This is why you look so good in lace.
Well, I'm not going to say no. But, yeah, and then I switched over to Daniel's gang, a bunch of my buddies and I, and very much enjoyed it. And I got really into backcountry skiing when I was younger, too. And here I am.
Here you are in lace.
Isn't it?
Well, maybe you should be in lace all the time after that performance.
Yes.
Yes.
So I grew up just north of Boston, a little town called Newburyport, Massachusetts. And my local ski hill, it's 20 minutes away. It's called Bradford Ski Area. It's literally 295 vertical feet. So it's...
For all you Canadians, it's small.
It's about 100 meters vertical. Very, very small. But, you know, great place to learn. And now I actually work there in the winters as a ski instructor. So I'm kind of passing the torch, teaching those little kids.
How are you in two places at once?
Well, okay, I worked there last winter, the last three winters. I probably won't work there since I'm only going home for 10 days. But
Ghost of Kobo.
But no, it's a great environment working there now because it's just a lot of homies and we just we have a great time teaching and we really don't do anything and we get paid for it, so it's really fun.
It's the best life.
Yeah, best life.
Yeah, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and so I grew up skiing in Lake Tahoe.
Amazing.
Bunch of mountains.
Yeah, same.
collection of mountains.
Yep.
There, yeah, super fun.
Quite nice. Tor?
I grew up in Melbourne, Australia.
Australia.
So I grew up also on quite a small mountain. I don't know how many feet it was, but in Canadian terms, it was definitely small. they call it the Australian Alps because it's the highest. It's almost as high as Uluru, but not quite. But anyways, as Kobo said, I later returned there to teach skiing, and it was quite ironic because when I saw all the little brats that I was trying to teach, I was like, I was you one day.
So Shay, what about you? I hear you have some free skiing in your blood.
Yeah, man. Okay, well, yes.
Wait, what is McConkey?
What?
McConkey?
Shay.
I grew up in Ontario. So I grew up on Blue Mountain, Ontario, mm-hmm. which is just outside of Collingwood, Ontario. It is like a quarter of the size of Gross or Cypress.
It's probably bigger than Kobo.
Probably not. It's quite small. But yes, Shane McConkey was my cousin, and he's incredible.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I didn't know that.
That's
really cool.
I'm super stoked right now. I'm kind of frothing.
Yeah. I'm fully torqued. Oh yes.
As one should.
Wait, your cousin?
Yeah. So yeah. I have a lot of skiing in my family and my blood. Shane's dad, Jim, lives on Denman Island, in the Gulf Islands. And he kind of like was a head founder of Whistler, which is really, really incredible. So obviously that's what I grew up with. So
wow.
Yeah.
We are. So, can you look at my technique later? Or?
Y'all don't know.
Should we leave and let you two just like hang out for a bit? I guess that's a yes.
Things are getting weird.
No,
classic.
You compliment my body, I compliment your skiing.
The sexual tension is palpable. It's right here.
Tits deep in sexual tension.
So anyone have anything to say about skiing
board? Just do it.
Just do it. All your
friends are doing it.
Yeah, just do it. All right. Okay, so if you had to sum up ski and board in one sentence.
We like to make money, get turnt.
are.
That literally has like nothing to do with what we've been talking about.
Basically, no one is making money.
Really, no, everyone's getting turned.
We're all losing money.
I'm gonna steal the Whistle Blackcomb slogan, and we really like to connect, assist, and exceed everyone's expectations.
Nice.
And yet, turn and make money.
Make money, good. Turn.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Tori pretty much summed it up.
Yeah.
Well, we're just here to have a good time,
and
really.
And Kobo. No. Pretty much. Everyone is just here to have a good time, and, like, it's been said a lot.
It's a really good distraction from your schoolwork.
Yes.
I want to, like, I don't want to get, like, super serious right now, but I do want to say that, like, Ski and Board, I know that there's kind of an image of just a bunch of people who are goofy and drink a lot, and that's, you know.
And that's exactly right, yes.
It is completely right, but
there's
a little bit,
you got to peel back a layer of the onion here.
We're like onions.
I would say Ski and Board is the biggest mystery of UBC. It is a giant onion, huge, huge onion. You just have to peel it back.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, you're going to start crying once you start peeling it back. You're going to cry, but you're going to work through it and make a delicious meal.
Everyone else is crying, so it's okay. But yes, I would say, honestly, that I've seen some of the most, like, passionate people that I've seen within skateboard. So it's not, like...
Back to the sexual tension, right? Wow. You just can't stop yourself.
Trying to have a moment with the radio.
I'm so glad this is being captured right now.
Shane's red.
Oh, you blushed.
Tim made Shane blush.
Caesar. People of the radio don't know that, though.
They do now.
All right. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
Join the club.
Yeah.
Why should people join Ski and Board?
It's just
fun.
It's fun.
For all the reasons we just underlined in the previous
hour.
Hour.
Rewind this to figure out why you should join Ski and Board.
Well, I'm gonna go Ski and Board people.
Shake the lettuce.
We're gonna
shake the lettuce?
What the
fuck? You guys have never heard that?
I don't even wanna.
What is lettuce even referring? I don't even wanna know.
Just think about it.
Ew.
Just like visualize. Use your imagination.
That's a gross.
Gross. That was epic.
Not romaine.
That was so gross.
Iceberg.
Iceberg. Only.
I'm kale.
So
shake
the lettuce.
Join Ski and Board.
There's many more.
Ew.
It's awesome.
Flappy.
All right. Any last remarks, my friends?
No.